When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to this bonus episode of the Collected Edition. What you're about to hear was recorded during our ElfQuest episode. That episode ran a little bit longer than what we had anticipated. Over 4 hours, actually. So a lot had to be cut, including what you're about to hear. This is sort of an impromptu little discussion on the trailers for Superman and Fantastic Four, who at the time of this recording were about a month away from release. It's not much, but I thought it was fun, and I didn't want it to get lost in the ether. So I'm putting it out there for y'all to enjoy. Not essential listening. If you choose to skip it, it's all good. But here are our thoughts on the trailers for both Superman and the Fantastic Four. There are two movies coming up very soon at the time of this recording. So by the time this posts, it will be not so much longer after. There will be two movies of the comic book variety coming out that I'm very excited about.
Superman. One will be super and one will be fantastic.
Absolutely. Superman and Fantastic Four, new versions of each of these particular comic book characters.
Comic books have never been shy about their superlatives.
No, absolutely not. And Fantastic Four, of course, alliteration, very Stan Lee-ish. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm very excited about these. Comic book movies, as of late, I've enjoyed quite a bit. I mean, as I've said to you before, I'm a very easy mark when it comes to comic book movies.
Sure.
Yeah.
And I'm fussier.
You are fussier, but I just like, oh, that was fun. But every once in a while, something comes out that I am just flipping excited about. And these two coming up are of that variety.
And one of these in particular will actually get me into the stinking theater.
I think both of them will get me into the theater.
Despite, sure. The issue of having to deal with people and their cell phones and what have you.
It's not as bad as that. So I recently went and saw Thunderbolts with my daughter. She was in town and we went. And my daughter's always very nice to her dad and attends Marvel movies with me. And it was just so much fun. People who were there are there to have a good time.
Right.
You know, and usually they want to like the film. So it's a really good it's a good atmosphere to be in. Yeah.
Well, and I tend to, when I do go, I tend to wait a week or two and then go to a weekend matinee, the very first showing, in which case at 9 o'clock in the morning on a Saturday, 2 weeks into the release of a film, you don't have quite the 5 or 10 of us who are there, like you said, are there to see the movie and not to chat for the entire 2 to 3 hours.
This is many years ago now, but it was the what was the latest Spider-Man film? It was No Way Home.
Sure, why not?
Sure, yeah, it was the one with Andrew Garfield and Tobey Maguire and all that.
Right.
Went to the theater. Went to a matinee by myself, an older gentleman, and the matinee was just filled with teenagers.
Oh,
it was
dear.
Filled. It was packed, and they were having. They were talking and they were standing up and they were cheering and they were, you know, taking pictures of each other. And I was getting really mad.
Well,
like, oh my God. And then I realized, wait a second, they're the demographic, not me.
The old man yelling at the cloud.
Exactly. But once I got that in my head, I was like, you know what? These kids are actually having an absolutely glorious time, which is what they're supposed to be doing.
Right.
So, I mean, it actually, again, once I got myself out of old man headspace, it turns out, you know, this is actually fun to have this with a big crowd that is really, really enjoying the movie.
Yeah.
So anyway.
So to the movies.
Yeah, to the movies. We're actually going to talk about, you know, upcoming movies. Do you want to talk about Fantastic Four?
Let's go in order. Let's start with Superman.
Superman. So Superman.
When was the last time you were excited about a Superman movie, Paul?
I think it was 1978. Yeah, so this is the first film coming out under the new James Gunn-run DC universe, and it will be written and directed by James Gunn. I don't know about you, this looks really, really good.
Oh, my goodness. Now, previews are previews. Remember when we saw that Star Wars preview when it came back and everybody was like, oh, And it turned out to be a good film, but not a great film. But wow, this preview is, oh my.
It's
Oh my.
oh my, it is old. I've seen a lot of, well, not a lot. I've seen a certain group of fans very upset that it's being too goofy and it's too, Silver Age
Sure.
Superman.
And it's actually their son, as
Wait.
opposed to the Zack Snyder films, there's actually son. Because Superman's a daytime hero.
Yes, exactly. That's how he actually gets his power from the
Yeah.
sun. So it's bright and shiny and, it's colorful. I love that. And but James Gunn isn't holding back. It's what he's done with all the his Marvel stuff as well. He doesn't shy away from the goofy stuff.
Right. Because comics are goofy. Comics are
Exactly.
fun.
And in
Yeah.
fact, and there's so much good, fun things with Superman. There's so many things that are decisions that he has that seemingly he has made.
Right.
Just Lois and he know each other.
Yeah.
And
Oh, and this preview starts off with this great it's Lois Lane being actual Lois Lane reporter.
right.
And I do want to state, in terms of casting for everything, Rachel Brosnahan, the marvelous Mrs. Maisel, is a genius pick for Lois Lane. She's perfect.
Casting in this looks excellent, in
Yeah.
fact. So in this world, so what we've seen so far in the in Gunn's DC universe is that there are super people already established in this
Right.
world, but they're more of militaristic,
Sure. Well, it's he's built this, I mean, because this ties in. This is part of what Gunn has been doing with Peacemaker
Creature Commandos.
and Creature Commandos.
Yeah. So yeah, but so they're super people, but they're sort of being controlled, more Suicide Squad kind of thing, and Suicide Squad is in this universe as well. So they're but they're more, like I said, militaristic, more of a mercenary type of superpowers, and then there's the introduction of Superman. I think we've talked about this in the past. I think he's leading up to, super the superpowered people in this universe are, morally gray, and then we drop in the Super Boy Scout.
And
Yeah, and
it's that
that's
great opening where Lois Lane is questioning him, and she's saying the government is upset with you because you did a thing where you went into another country, and Superman is like, I save lives.
right. Borders don't matter. People could have died, so I
He
saved them.
is the superhero for the world, not the United States.
Exactly.
Ooh, my goodness, this is going to ruffle some MAGA feathers.
I know. Man, he's international, an immigrant, and a reporter.
He's literally an illegal alien.
Exactly. Yeah, and I think it seems as if Gunn's going to lean into that. The thing that sold me on this, well, first of all, there's two things that sold me on this. One is, of course, there's Crypto, who's a good boy.
He's a very good boy.
He's a good boy. Yeah, just leaning into the fact that there's a super dog. This is wonderful. But as this goes along, there's just a quick little glimpse of there's an explosion happening, and Superman runs and cradles a child, and that's when I said, he gets it. That's
Yeah.
what you're supposed to do. There's none
That's
of
what
this.
the man does.
Yeah, it's none of this Zack Snyder of should I save somebody? Who should I? No, there's none of that. You save people.
Right.
There's no brooding. Yeah.
Look,
Anyway.
the moral center, the moral grays shift to other people. It's not Superman.
Right. Superman is pure. Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, I just
And there's a
I
way to deal with this and a way to not deal with it. And it's because everybody's like, Superman is a boring character. He's just blah, blah, blah. He's not a boring character.
yeah.
The fact that he, like, because the reactions come outside of Superman, they don't necessarily have to exist within Superman. And maybe the movie will have Superman having some moral questioning or whatever, but I can't imagine that it's going to be as god-awful as Zack Snyder's version of him.
I can't imagine.
And
That bar is very low.
yeah, and one of my favorite things in this trailer, there's so many great things about this trailer, and I know it's a trailer. It's a trailer. They're showing us the big giant moments, but there's that scene where a person goes down into this crater and helps Superman out.
Right.
Right. So to me, this is like Superman is for the people.
Right.
Right.
And the people are for Superman. This is,
Yeah.
yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of little glimpses of other characters in the DC universe being introduced. Guy
Right.
Gardner, for
Oh,
one.
the Guy Gardner looks awesome.
I know. Nathan
It's so
Fillion
perfect.
playing, yeah, Nathan Fillion playing Guy Gardner with his little bowl cut.
Oh, that's
Looks
so
amazing.
good.
But there's also Mr. Terrific and Hawk Girl. And I had to point this out to you, the architect from the Authority
Is it
is
the
a
no, the engineer?
the engineer. I'm sorry, the engineer. You're correct.
Well, James Gunn has said, the authority is it definitely informs his vision of the DCU going forward.
And I like this. So on the slate for movies to be released, the next one was supposed to be the Batman film, not the Robert Pattinson, but the
Right.
Batman and Robin. And that's been put on hold because he said the script wasn't ready and we're not just going to rush it through. So the next one's now going to be the Supergirl
Right.
film, which is I like that direction. It's like, okay, if this one's not ready, we're not going to worry about it. We're going to do the complete one. We're not going to rush it.
Gonna do what's ready as
Yeah.
opposed to rushing through, which I like. And the fact that the Supergirl is going to be based on a lot of things, but partially on the Tom King,
Right.
Bilquis Evely miniseries that some people really hated and I really enjoyed. Now, part of that is because I love Bilquis Evely's art.
And I loved it too, but I love Tom King's writing. So, yeah. And the art as well. Don't get me wrong.
But this whole preview just it I will go to the theater for this.
Me too. And just, you know, they're doing a new, they're using the John Williams score. Or at least the John Williams theme,
Right, they're
but it's in this kind of rock and
modernized.
roll modernized version, very very on brand for James Gunn.
It looks bright, shiny, and fun, and I just I'm really could it end up being crap? Sure, we never
Yeah.
know from a preview, but I'll tell you, I have hope.
Yeah. That's fantastic. But also, last bit about this Superman, an actual bald Lex Luthor.
Yes.
Can you believe it?
Yeah.
I think this is the first movie adaptation where he's bald. I mean, Hackman was technically bald, but he was wearing quote unquote a wig, but it
Yeah.
was just Gene Hackman's hair.
Right.
And then who else? You know, we had Zack Snyder's version, who was just a guy.
What's his face in the in Supergirl was bald. John Cryer went bald for Lex Luthor.
Yeah, but and I'm talking about the movies.
Okay.
Yeah, the TV shows are hit or miss.
John
Yeah.
Cryer was great as
John
Lex Luthor.
Cryer was great.
And I will
I'm
kind of say
selling him
that
short.
for
You are
Cyberpunk.
correct. I'm selling John Cryer. He was great.
But again, like you said, that's TV.
Anywho, it looks good. And I'm very excited. Another film that I am particularly excited about, one of my favorite Marvel properties that has been done dirty over the years, and that's the Fantastic Four.
Yeah.
This version, I don't know. I think they got it.
Maybe so. It
Yeah.
seems like it from the preview. I mean, the preview is pretty exciting too. Again, it's a preview.
Right. But just the look of it, that 60s retro futurism feel to it. So apparently this is from what I've read about, it's going to be set in an alternate version of the Marvel universe because they're doing all the multiverse stuff. So it's an alternate version where they're the only superheroes.
This I
And
didn't. I haven't researched this as much as the Superman. I'm a DC guy.
yeah, apparently this is going to be an alternate universe, but you know, the bigger arc of the Marvel phase that they're in, I don't know which number it is right now. You know, it's all the multiverses coming together into one. It's sort of like a crisis that they're facing. Yeah, so it's all going to combine, and that's how we'll get Fantastic Four, X-Men, everyone will combine into one eventually. So, but anyway, this is
Well,
an
I'm glad
alternate.
that it's a crisis and not a secret.
So yeah, I love the 60s retro futurism of it. The thing looks great. A
The
first a
thing,
comic book accurate thing.
finally, a well done CGI on the thing.
Yes.
I think
I'm sorry, go.
everybody's favorite dad is Reed Richards.
They only showed a brief bit of him doing the stretchy powers, but it looked okay.
It looked okay,
Yeah, stretching the stretching on film is always, you
It's
know,
hard. I
it's
mean,
iffy,
it's
yeah.
adapting comics to film is hard, and I think people always forget that, or they choose to ignore it, or they just want to complain. But it's just the comics medium allows for insane shit that you just cannot do in live action. You just can't.
Exactly. And
He's a
especially,
stretchy guy. He's a guy who stretches.
yeah. And if you, I mean, and at least the look seems like the comics that they're trying to adapt. This was at a time when Reed Richards would, roll himself into a ball and make
Right.
himself into a carpet. And, that's hard to do in live action.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have
So,
to use CGI. You have to use special effects. And sometimes what's available technologically has not always been able to do things in the way that artists can go crazy on like a and with pencils and inks and coloring and what have you. People who get riled up about things not being perfect on screen, it's like, understand your mediums.
yeah, exactly. The previous Fantastic Four films, not Fanforestic, but the two, the ones with Chris Evans,
Right.
I don't hate them. They're fun for what they are. They were very limited in their effects. So Reed's stretchy powers were it was an interesting effort.
Yeah.
But this looks like they've gotten it down a little bit better.
Yeah,
They also
technically.
have included Herbie the robot.
Yes. So we have Crypto and Herbie.
Yeah. And again, the casting on this one seems to be, spot on.
Are we going to get the mailman? What's his name?
Oh shit, I can't remember.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
can't remember either.
Hello everyone, Paul here from the future. The character's name is Willy Lumpkin. Just wanted to clarify. Back to the past.
You
Yeah.
know, if Stan were alive, that would have been the perfect cameo.
Well, he did do that cameo in the previous films.
Oh, I
Yeah.
see. I didn't watch the previous films, but oh, good.
Yeah, in
I
the previous films he did do that. So
should be paid more money for coming up with ideas that people already came up with.
that's so good. It's so easy to come up with ideas that people have already done.
It is.
Yeah,
Yeah.
which is why people do it all the time.
Yeah. Well, you know.
No, but I just think this looks really, really good. And of course, a comic accurate Galactus is just, it just makes my little nerd heart swell with pride.
Yeah, now you saw the preview with Galactus. The preview I saw, I was watching it right before we did this. Apparently, I saw the older preview that only showed Galactus's boot.
Yeah, and it was his sort of silhouette,
Yeah.
his shadow. Yeah, there's a new one at the time of this recording. It probably came out 2 or 3 days ago, and it gives you just a little quick glimpse of Galactus standing there in his full regalia.
Right.
And it looks good. It
Yeah.
looks good. And his
And he.
voice is going to be oh, I can't remember the name of the actor's name. He was in The Witch, the father in The Witch, who has got the deep voice.
I have no idea what you're talking about, The Witch. I have not seen
The
that.
Witch, the movie The Vavitch. I guess you haven't seen it. Okay.
No.
So everyone else out there's a movie called The Witch. Maybe I'll cut this part.
I missed that season of The Witch. Okay.
Oh, good 60s reference.
Anybody who gets that reference gets a no prize.
This to me just looks like the Fantastic Four to me. They're a family. It looks like Sue is being treated with respect and dignity, which, isn't always done correctly in the movies.
Yeah, times have changed.
Yeah. It seems like they're gonna have the pregnancy, so we'll get some fantastic children coming along. It is a little woke though with a female Silver Surfer.
Oh, noes.
I know.
Except that there have been female Silver Surfers.
Exactly. I do want to
Oh,
point
God.
this out. It does not matter.
And it's the great Julia Garner.
Exactly. If you have a wonderful actor in the role, who gives a shit?
Right.
Yeah.
Julia Garner's amazing
Yeah.
in everything. But if y'all haven't seen Ozark,
Don't be sleeping on Ozark.
get thee to a Netflix or
Yeah,
whatever streaming it was. I think it was Netflix.
was Netflix. Yeah.
But Julia Garner, wow. Yeah. I was very it's she's up there with like Rachel Brosnahan being cast as Lois Lane.
Yeah, like I said, both of these films seem like they ex outdone themselves in casting.
So I'm sure
And
there are people already complaining about Pedro Pascal as Reed Richards. And like, take a seat.
I honestly haven't seen anything anyone. I think Pedro Pascal is, beloved at this point
He's
in time.
largely beloved, yeah.
Yeah. I
So
mean, come on. He's The Mandalorian, he's The Last of Us. He's
the Ober, whatever,
He's Game of Thrones. No, it just looks great. And Pedro Pascal looks amazing in the role. He's
Yeah.
got that nice, middle-aged, slightly graying, Reed needs to be a bit older
Right. Reed
to have.
is totally like 49, 50 years old. I
Yeah.
think he's been 49 or 50 years old for about 100 years now.
Right. Well, in the last in the Fantastic film, he's played by the a very young, I can't remember that na name of that actor, but it's very he's very, very young, and he just looks, you don't have the gravitas of a Reed Richards,
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
he's good. He was a good actor, but he's just like, you're just not. He needs to be older. He needs to be
at least,
grizzled. Yeah.
none of them, other than Johnny, none of them are young, young. The
And
Fantastic Four are generally mature. Ben Grimm is a seasoned pilot, which means he ain't 25.
yeah, exactly.
Richards is a well-established scientist.
Yeah, he's got a doctorate, so he's been in school, he's been around for a while. And Johnny, he well, in the comics he was a teenager, but I think they got him in the 20s,
Yeah.
in his 20s. And
He
he's
gets
played
to
by
be.
Eddie from Stranger Things, which is great.
Yes.
That is his official name, by the way, Eddie from
Eddie from
Stranger.
Stranger Things. Yes. Well, so no, I think both of these films look really, really, really intriguing. One I'm definitely in the theater for. The other one, we'll see. I mean, do I want to see Galactus on a big screen? Yes, I do. So.
Now I'm already there. I haven't bought the tickets yet, but I will be there in the theater to see both of these. And like I said, I enjoy pretty much everything that is superhero related on film, just for fun, just because it's fun and I don't try to take it seriously. But every once in a while, something comes along where I'm super excited about it.
Yeah, both of these movies, the way they're presented, skirts around what I think a lot of folks feel is the superhero fatigue, superhero
Yeah.
movie fatigue, which is real. Some of that has to do with lackluster movies over the past 4 or 5 years that just feel like the studios are just churning them out, whereas these feel like well thought out and they feel like event movies again, as opposed to, hey, here's the fifth Marvel movie of the stinking year.
And I think a lot of that has to do with there was some weird shit happening at the beginning of this particular decade between a pandemic and then strikes, and then streaming issues, trying to figure that whole market out. And I think it both Marvel and DC, but I think Marvel might be more guilty of this, of just trying to like, okay, we just need to get it. We need to get content out as quickly as
Yeah.
possible. We need to
Well,
catch up.
Marvel is more guilty because they've just put out way, 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 way more movies than DC.
It feels like because the schedule for was just screwed up for years, they were trying to catch up.
Yeah.
We have to get to a certain point, so just crank these things out as fast as possible, and we need to get to a certain place.
Yeah.
We're at that place now, or at least it feels that way, because
Yes.
Thunderbolts was really good, and Fantastic Four looks phenomenal. So,
It looks fantastic.
yeah, it does look fantastic, and that's not a stretch. Yeah, I think it'll be fire when we see it.
Well, you just did a thing there.
I did. Most people didn't see it coming.
We got
There you go. We got them all.
them all.
We
All
got them
right.
all. So that's it, everybody. If you got this far, thank you for listening. If you'd like to leave a comment, please go to our website at collectededitionpodcast.com and be prepared for Superman Month. We'll be doing two Superman-centric episodes. So that is in the works coming up very, very soon. Thank you again, everyone, for listening. And I guess that's it. Keep reading comics. Bye. You've been listening to The Collected Edition, a comic book podcast. The Collected Edition is a Daddy-O production. All materials used on the program are copyright their respective copyright holders, and no infringement is intended. If you'd like to give us your feedback, the show can be found online at our website, collectededitionpodcast.com, where comments can be left on individual episodes, or send us an email to comments@collectededitionpodcast.com. The Collected Edition, a comic book podcast, is for entertainment purposes only.
Are you not entertained?